This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hello, I'm Sarah Keyworth.
And I'm Mickey Overman.
And I'm Lucas Jeffcoat.
And this is Thank Fuck For That, a podcast that was about life-changing moments.
And sometimes still is.
But the life of this podcast has changed into more of a fun catch-up with three friends and the occasional guest, if we can get our shit together. Enjoy the show.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Here we go.
Oh, are we in?
Is it starting?
We're in.
That's what.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Starting off with a "that's what she said" joke.
Yes. And why not?
And why
not? And
that
will be my only contribution for this podcast.
Mickey just leaves.
Hello, everybody.
What an exciting day.
It's a very nice day outside. This is exciting. I was saying to Sarah that my jacket was too warm.
Yeah.
And I've coined a new term.
Ooh, this is big.
It was pretty big. I own a puffle jacket.
No. No. What did you call it? Puffle.
Puffle. Because it's a duffel and a puffer.
Yeah. That's what you said. I was going to go, no, Vicky, it's a duffel jacket.
Oh, no, it should be a puffle coat.
A puffle coat. Yeah.
Guys, that's when you have a long puffer.
It puffs, but it also duffs.
Yeah, it puffs and duffs.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Are you hearing me?
my puffle coat was way too warm. It was a real mistake.
Got to retire the puffle coat.
Puffles are the name of the pets you would get in Club Penguin. Do you ever play Club Penguin?
Oh, no. This is going to be like
a
generation. We used to play with marbles.
And a little hoop, and we'd push it with a stick into the coal mines.
I mean, we did actually
What's
play with
a
marbles.
Penguin?
We did play with marbles, okay? I am that old.
But you're,
it's called Knickerder.
That's what the marbles is.
Yeah.
Is that like a specific game?
A marble is a knicker.
Oh, okay.
And then if you play marbles, it's Knickerder.
Cool.
Yeah.
The more you know.
Yeah, the more you know.
Really?
Anyway, Tales from the 80s.
A new section. History with Mickey.
We have a little synth intro.
In my day. But what's the penguin game?
Oh, it was like an online game. It was kind of like Neopets. Did you play Neopets?
Yeah.
It was kind of like my generation's Neopets, but just penguins.
Okay.
It was Penguin.
Club Penguin. You've heard of Club Penguin, surely.
I haven't.
Is it like Tropicana?
You said penguin.
Penguin. Do I say it wrong? I say it wrong.
I like it. You say it the way I would say it. But I feel like it's penguin, no?
Penguin.
Well, I would say penguin.
Yeah.
That's because I can read.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot. Yeah. No, it's P-E-N though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is P-E-N.
Penguin.
Yeah.
But you say penguin.
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 Like Pingu. Did you
see
that?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, we know.
That, yeah. Oh.
Oh. Don't get started on Pingu.
Don't even. Okay. You don't own Pingu.
Pingu's my brother.
All right. So you got a puffle?
Yeah, it's kind of like a pet that you have to look after. It's basically like your first taste of responsibility as a child.
Oh, it's like a Tamagotchi. Oh,
really? Yes, exactly. You have to feed them. You feed them puffle rings. You can dress them up. You can do all sorts of things with them. They're little like balls of fur.
Oh.
Yeah, they're adorable.
What do they wear?
Like whatever you want. You
well, I'm taking their name.
Yeah, yeah,
they're dead now.
To be fair, Pop Club Penguin is dead. You can't play it anymore. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's so sad.
Have you ever done this where you're like, I remember this game. And I used to love it, and then I like really searched for it online.
Yeah.
And I just could not find it.
It doesn't exist,
yeah. It just doesn't exist. It's like, how could it not exist?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We used to have a PC game, and I can't remember. I was a little creature, and you were like shooting down, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to describe it.
We had a game.
I think it was a dream.
We had a PC game. It was on a floppy disk.
Oh.
Wow.
It was called Superplex.
Floppy? How'd you put it in the computer?
Come on.
All out.
Superplex.
Why was it called a floppy disk?
Yeah, that's a really bad name for it.
Because it was very rigid. Yeah.
It's hard.
And I know floppy.
How do you know
floppy? I don't know. I have Google.
Sarah out there just Googling erectile dysfunction.
Googling the word floppy ? Every day. Why do people talk about this so much?
Have you ever gotten an unsolicited dick pic? I mean, not that you would solicit them, but have you ever gotten that?
No, mine are all solicited. I put a call out. Does anybody have a spare dick pic? I'm making a collage.
A wanted poster.
Have you ever gotten one?
No.
What
actually,
a nice life.
I get nudes of people who aren't men sent to me.
Yeah.
And
fully nude.
Fully nude.
What kind of shots are they?
I got one recently that was like a mirror shot, like a normal selfie, but she was just fully nude.
Wow, really?
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Did she say anything?
I can't remember where she was
pictures
from.
Pictures don't said, talk.
Pictures worth a thousand words.
She said like a kiss from, and then whatever country she was from.
Oh, yeah.
But I only saw it for a brief second, and like I like opened it up and was like, ah! And they threw my phone away.
Yeah.
And then I told Louisa about it, and I was like, bleh! And then we didn't open it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, don't open it.
No,
don't open it.
No, no.
But that is, that does feel, listen, you don't want them, I get that, but it does feel better than a dick pic.
I mean, I've never really had a dick. This is not an invitation for dick pics. It's like a comparison. This is not that situation.
That's the first ever time that anything pervy has come up where you are not inviting it.
Just shut it down.
You've invited so many pervy things to come your way.
I don't want dick pics.
No, I know.
In the name of science. I want you to want to send me your dick pic.
Oh, okay, here we go.
I don't want
this
to be an experiment.
Here we go.
I want you to mean it.
Yeah. No one wants any of this. Don't send any of it. But yeah.
Anyway, speaking of cunnilingus.
Lucas, how's your mom?
Oh, come on. Don't bring Selena into this.
Oh.
What did she do to deserve
Sorry,
it?
Selena.
Sorry, Selena.
We did the Patreon special episode last week, and that was a segue that Lucas used, but it was in context. But now I think I'm going to use it as every segue in it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
every conversation.
Speaking of cunnilingus.
Oh, anyway. Actually, funny you should mention cunnilingus.
It was a great Patreon episode last week. Noel like insisted that we rewatch it together.
I watched it.
Really?
I watched it with Louisa, yeah. It really made me laugh.
We had a great time.
We were
really
very goofy.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, sign up to Patreon.
Yeah.
Sign up to Patreon. But anyway, got a lot to say this week.
Yeah, you do have a lot to say. You came in basically saying that you have a lot to say.
I got a lot to say.
You have a lot to say about Lucas.
I got to break some news stories about our dear Lucas.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know where to begin.
Oh, no, Lucas is sighing.
Lucas came to my show on Friday night, and then afterwards, we all
great
got
show.
Very drunk.
Time.
Oh, thank you very much. And then we had lots of drinks in the bar.
You all got very drunk.
We got drunk.
Okay.
Noel was there. Louisa was there.
Well,
Patrick was there.
Everyone was there, Mickey. We were like, wow, everyone is here.
Everyone.
We're not missing a single person.
Everyone who's anyone is
here. We finally got us all together.
Yeah.
Okay. The first thing I need to start with is I'm going to be a voice for the voiceless right now.
Oh, who's the voiceless? Is it me?
It's Noelle.
Oh. Oh, yes.
Noelle would like to make a correction on the podcast. I think this story was told on a Patreon episode as well.
Okay, yeah, but let's correct it for the whole public.
Lucas told us a story about Noelle and he going for a couple's massage.
I was thinking about Noelle's going to hear this story about the couple's massage, and she's gonna want to probably amend some stuff because made her sound creepy.
Yeah.
Have you met her?
Yes, I have met her. She's only a little bit creepy.
She's not really creepy. She's not as creepy as you made her sound.
Tone it up a little bit.
All right, go on.
The Lucas's version of events. So they go for this couple's massage.
Yeah.
Noelle's never had one before. They get in there. The massaging start happens. She starts moaning.
Yeah.
And then out of respect for his girlfriend, Lucas joins in with the moaning to make the whole situation worse, I think, maybe.
Make us seem like we always do this.
Yeah, this is a moaning couple.
To make it seem more normal.
I hope this story is going to be like, it was the other way around.
That is exactly what happened. So Noelle said to me that Lucas moaned first, and then she
was like,
jumped in and was like, well, I got to make this guy look better. And started moaning as well.
Okay.
It's a chicken and an egg situation.
Who made
the first moan?
It's a he said, she said.
Yeah.
He moaned, she moaned.
Personally, I believe women.
Oh, me too. I think the masseuse started this.
Yeah.
The masseuse is rubbing your back going, ah. Oh. And you think it's each other.
Yeah.
You've never
heard each other moan before. So you're like, oh my God.
I do think it's very cute that like you both try to like save each other the embarrassment.
Protect
the
other person.
No, that was both of our reasons.
There's some romance.
That
we were moaning.
That's really sweet.
But at the end of the day.
So you were just creeping out these masseurs for no reason.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. They were deep.
And you could have been silent the whole time.
You could have been silent the whole time. You were banned from the masseuse place. Mm.
We got marched out. We didn't even get our clothes back. We were marching down Stoke Newington High Street in our pants. It was very embarrassing.
Yeah, they were like, you are creeps. You'll probably love that.
Yeah. You'll be into it.
Yeah, you could walk out this way if you want.
This is on a sick treasure hunt for our clothes.
Would you like to leave wearing the outfit? You walk out in a towel. This is lovely. Get that new towel feeling.
All right, Noelle. Good retraction.
So Noelle felt very passionate about that story.
I would feel very passionate.
I think we need to interview the masseuses because they are the only non-biased people who were in the room at the time. And we need to get their
word on
it.
Can I tell you one thing? These people do not want to see you guys again. Okay?
Yes, the restraining order.
They do not want to come on the podcast. They could talk to you
about it. Their voices are like modulated. And they're all blurred out. It just started off like any other normal day.
These two pals walk in.
They look like a pretty traditional couple.
They already had their clothes off. We didn't even need to ask them to take it off.
They didn't bring any clothes.
Do you think that Noelle wants to go back for another massage after this traumatic experience?
I mean, she said she enjoyed it, yeah.
We got to get
Noelle. And
Noelle
I definitely would
board.
Like to go.
Yeah, and now you can both just like.
And now we're going to be dead quiet.
Dead quiet. But like too quiet.
Straining. Yeah.
And they keep on going, like, are they dead?
Lucas stops breathing.
I held my breath for an hour.
Oh, okay. So that was the first thing.
That was the first one.
That
the second,
was nice.
And possibly the biggest revelation.
Yeah, I was just about to say, like, that was not that big.
Lucas drinks milk. He's a milk drinker, Mickey. He pours it into a glass. And I've just remembered that the conversation we had, I said out loud, I'm pretty certain Mickey drinks milk. You seem like a milk drinker.
What's happening
now? He drinks milk.
What do you mean he drinks
Sarah
milk?
Was
he pours it into a glass and then drinks it.
Wait. I'm confused. Milk's not for drinking?
When you're a child, yeah.
Okay, so you drink it when you're a child.
And then you grow up.
And then you grow up and you have it in cereal or tea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no other situation.
You don't pour it into
a glass.
This is the discussion we were having. And okay. we wanted does. To know yeah. where we're very much opposite ends of the milk spectrum. Where do you stand, Mickey?
Well, in the Netherlands, you drink milk. So
I knew it. I knew it. I
not only do
it.
You drink milk, you drink buttermilk. It's called karnemelk, and I love it.
Isn't that like thicker?
Thick sour milk. Yeah. I drink
thick
that
sour
all,
milk.
Thick sour milk. I drink it all the time.
I can't
like,
believe
it's
I'm
one
podcasting
of those
with
things
a couple
I miss
of fucking
the most
milk drinkers
about milk living boys. In this country. Can I say though that I don't drink milk personally?
Oh yeah.
I do drink karnemelk, but I don't drink milk. I think it's disgusting.
That's worse, I think. That's like sounds like fermented milk.
Yeah, I drink fermented milk.
I'd like to try that.
It's really nice.
I'd like to try that.
But not normal.
It's more like kefir.
I've tried
you know?
Normal.
Yeah, like thicker.
Yeah. Oh, I like kefir. Yeah,
yeah nice. So I drink that.
Yeah, yeah, for
it's
sure.
not that
That's
far
a different
from
thing.
Milk, though.
Good for the
gut. It's not that different. They're
it's
both
very
dairy
good for
products.
The gut. No, it's terrifying.
Milk, though, I don't drink because I don't like it. But that does not... But that's a personal
but
preference.
But Lucas's whole family does it, apparently.
Yeah, we were a milk or water household.
Yeah,
and
so
you were
we.
A milk or water household.
So were we.
And I had to drink...
But we grew up,
Lucas. You know what? Can I say something? You know what? I want to add something to this. So I think it's funny that, like, as adults in this country, people are like, and then you stop drinking milk, okay? You're an adult. But in the Netherlands, like, my sister was not allowed to have milk in her tea anymore when she was an adult. My mum was like, enough with the milk and the tea, you're an adult.
Really?
Well, you don't drink milk and tea in the Netherlands.
Oh.
You just what about coffee?
Yeah, you can have it in coffee. Okay. But you don't drink it in tea. And, I mean, this
might
be something.
You'd be seen as a little baby?
And, yeah, my mum was like, enough.
Time to graduate.
She was not allowed sugar or milk in her tea anymore.
Really?
Yeah. And I think that's so funny living here now where people are like, that's how you drink tea.
We raise them weak here.
Yeah, so
we
it's do. Like a little flippy reversal.
Little flippy reversal, for sure.
Anyway, you thought this would be a really big deal. And I hate to break it
think
to you.
I think it's a big deal.
I think it's just because it's us. I think to the majority of the population, this is a big deal and it's gross. People look down on milk drinkers like they're the scum of the earth.
But in the Netherlands, it's normal. You yes. can
yeah.
order. You
but
can
we
order
are not
it
in the Netherlands. You are in the UK now.
Okay, sorry.
And you will acclimatize.
Okay,
you
sorry.
You will hate
sorry.
Milk drinkers.
I will change my opinion on this right now. Lucas Jeffcoat.
This is
how dare you.
Noelle telling the story is very funny because she said the first
what
time she stayed over
yeah.
at Lucas's house, it no, came no. down in the morning and all four members of your family were drinking milk.
Yeah.
And she
yeah,
said
yeah.
it was like an all white get out.
I have actually had this conversation before with UK people because I once went
really
on a trip with friends and then our friend Neil. Everyone's friend Neil.
Oh, he's got milk
Neil.
Drinking
yeah, he drank,
all over him.
drank,
I knew I liked him for a reason.
He drank a glass of milk like in a cafe. He was like, can I have a glass of milk? And everyone else, I didn't understand what the problem was, but everyone else was like, you fucking suck.
Yeah. Oh, in public?
What do you think, like, what does it make you think about Lucas that he's a milk drinker?
I can't even say it.
It's more of a vibe. It's more of a vibe.
Like, I'm imagining him with, like, the milk mustache.
Yeah.
It's the only real mustache I can grow.
Yeah.
I can't get a real one. I have to have a milk mustache.
You get the milk mustache, you're, like, flexing in the mirror.
I'm twirling it.
Ooh, you look so good.
Can you guys write in and tell us if you drink milk?
It's not going to be good. I feel like it's not going to be good. The majority of people really hate milk drinkers. And also, I fear I may not be a milk drinker for much longer because Noelle is really convinced that I'm lactose intolerant.
Really?
Yeah. Because
like the
we
Italians.
What?
Did you know about this?
No.
Apparently, this is a little bit of Wikipedia, but apparently... Wikipedia!
It's Wikipedia! Welcome.
There's this saying, like, no milk after... Like, no cappuccino after 11.
Like, they're gremlins, but from
so they're like, you shouldn't have like, you shouldn't have a milky drink after 11. That's not good for your gut.
Yeah.
But then I read about this and then it was like, no, it's just that Italians are like mostly lactose intolerant. So they can handle like one cappuccino, but they can't have more milk than that. But that's just because like, that's just because like, it's a different thing. It's like... You have that with like East Asian populations. Like they're lactose intolerant. It's just like
it's 50% of the population, I think, is lactose intolerant or something now.
But
so
Noelle thinks
you
are.
Yes, because we
what
got...
What has she been put through that she's like, please,
honestly,
stop,
it's rough.
Stop drinking the milk.
Honestly, it's rough. It wasn't the milk, actually. We got pizza the other day, cheese pizza.
And you had a real time of it.
Yeah, my gut afterwards. It was...
She might be right then.
We got into bed that night.
Oh, no.
I was in bed and she got in and I was like, Noelle, I'm not going to lie. Someone has come in this bed and done the worst fart. And then they escaped through the window. So just thought I'd let you know that's what's happened.
A crime has been committed.
Has been committed. I was a witness.
We are the victims.
Yeah. I find, like, if there's ever anything that makes my gut feel bad, I don't have it before, like, 4 hours before bedtime.
You can't.
I just don't want to be in bed. I don't want to be in bed and have to, like, hold in farts. Mm. It's the worst feeling.
It is the worst feeling.
I don't hold them in.
Okay, well, I also don't want to fart. I don't want to either hold them in or fart.
But I'm in denial because I love dairy. Pizza, milk, all of it so much.
Just have
but
it. You have the look of a vegan.
I
so
think
just
it,
go
I think
for
it's
it.
Worth.
You do.
You look annoying.
You do have a look of a vegan.
Really?
You could very easily be vegan. Yeah. So I think just go for it.
You could.
I eat almost no vegetables.
You got the uniform.
Yeah. Yeah. Whereas I'm from the land of dairy. This I've had this conversation with Neil, actually. Speaking of Neil, twice in this episode, he got very mad because he was like, the Irish are known for dairy. And I was like, here, but not everywhere else in the world.
Yeah, but they're known for, like, milk, I think.
Yeah, but here.
Butter, I
but
think.
You have cheese on lock, I think. Cheese is your thing.
Yeah.
They can't take cheese. Irish cheese? Are you fucking joking?
Are you joking?
Are you fucking
are
joking?
Are you serious right now?
Are you coming at me with Irish cheese?
She's making stuff up.
Irish butter, fair play. Fair play. Irish cheese.
But I just
get out of here.
But Irish butter is, like, not a concept anywhere else. Like, you know about it here, but it's not like anyone in Europe is like, Irish butter.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, we have Cornish cream.
Sorry, Neil.
You have Cornish cream?
Yeah.
You personally?
Well, not me, but this country.
I've got Cornish cream coming out of my ass.
I always keep it on me, just in case.
Isn't Cornish also a Gaelic language?
I think so, yeah.
Is it?
That's so cool.
Maybe. It's all a bit Gaelic, isn't it?
That sounded so close to it's all a bit gay.
It's all a bit... Oh, they're all a bit Gaelic, aren't they? These days.
Sarah finally found a loophole.
I don't know what Gaelic... I don't know what Gaelic is. I'm like, yeah, actually, they're all... What's the deal with all these Gaelic people?
Yeah.
And I can say that.
And I can say it. Everyone's just looking at you like, Kent, everyone say that.
I'm Gaelic.
Yeah, I read about this. I read about the Cornish language. It's dead, but, you know, it's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
Pretty
I
cool.
think so. It just shows how big this country is, that there were, like, all these different languages.
Yeah.
And now?
Just the one
homogenized...
Glob. Big glob. Well, there are other languages.
Of English.
There are other languages.
Where?
The language of love.
Body language.
Body language.
I'm fluent in that one.
Sign language.
Yeah, that's a real one.
Yeah.
Sign language.
Don't say we don't have multiple languages, Mickey.
Anyway,
so then this evening escalates. This evening escalates.
Oh, obviously, if you have multiple languages, I do know that, guys. Oh. Don't get mad at me. I know there's multiple languages.
Cancel Mickey immediately.
No, don't cancel
in every
me.
Language we have.
No.
Cancel her in the language
no,
of love.
Don't do it.
Au revoir.
Body language.
Yeah.
I've been cancelled in body language. What?
I'm folding my arms.
Everyone's Gaelic.
His arms are folded. Everyone. Oh, fucking these Gaelics.
That's amazing.
So we're in the bar.
You're in the bar.
We've talked about the massage. We've covered the milk.
The milk, yeah. Yeah.
We're getting drunker.
Oh, this is not the end.
No,
this is maybe an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
this
great.
Is early on.
Oh, okay.
This is the beginning.
This is early. Where should we go now?
Where were you going to go? What were you going to say?
Have you found anything out about Sarah that you want
to
share?
Oh, okay, my card's very close to my
chest.
Yes,
I did.
Oh,
I
no.
did. I found out that Sarah and Louisa will do this. It's actually quite adorable. They'll get two kinds of sandwich, and they'll each have half of the sandwich because Sarah was eating half of a sandwich.
It's a gluten-free
and it was gluten-free.
Sandwich,
and I was like, is that Louisa's? And Sarah was like, no, it's mine, but I get it because... Louisa's gluten-free to be safe. And then Sarah's like, but sometimes we split a sandwich.
This is incredibly adorable.
And they'll have half each. How cute is that?
Nice. I love that. And I also, do you ever do that in a restaurant where you just like, yeah, should go halfsies? Yeah. I mean, that's really good to do.
But
when
you and
Patrick
don't do this anymore, right? Oh no, you cook separately at home.
We cook separately at home, but like sometimes pizza, we both like pizza. Yeah, yeah. And sometimes when we get pizza, we'll be like, should we go halfsies?
We do that all the time.
Yeah, I love it.
We do it with everything.
I did it with my sister.
If we drank milk, we'd have two glasses of milk and we'd drink half each.
Let's have half semi-skimmed and half full fat.
Yeah. Half chocolate.
Can I try a bit of yours?
What about chocolate milk?
I don't really drink chocolate milk. I don't have like
a sweet
tooth.
How do you feel about it?
Good. Milkshakes?
I think it's also a little bit, it's a little bit of a baby thing.
Okay.
Milkshakes?
Yeah, not a milkshake drinker either.
To be fair, that's mostly ice cream.
Don't give milkshakes to your baby. Okay. It's not good.
Why is my baby shaking?
Don't shake the baby. Don't give milkshake to the baby.
Yeah. Oh my God. Don't put the baby in a milkshake.
Don't put the
There's
baby
so
in a milkshake.
There's so many rules with babies.
Yeah, honestly, don't try it.
Don't even bother.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, it's me, Sarah. Thank you so much for listening to Thank Fuck for That. If you're enjoying the podcast, please sign up to our Patreon to support us. We need some help making it. We're doing it all by ourselves. So please sign up, even if it's just £3 a month. That would make the world of difference. Thanks so much. Here's the episode.
And then... I think then Noelle, what was the name of the friend of Noelle's, the Australian friend?
Liv.
Liv.
You know what you should do before you go to the next one is if you combine your tradition, little sandwich with milk. It's lovely.
It goes with every food. It goes with sweet and savoury.
You're so wrong. You're so wrong.
Am I right? It goes with every meal.
A glass of milk with a bolognese.
Noelle made fun of me last night because I had a beer and a glass of milk.
It goes with bread. Like it doesn't go with
it literally with, just goes with dinner. One thing. It goes with cereal, Lucas.
It's everything.
No,
you can have it if you have like bread at, like a sandwich at
lunch. You
can
have like milk and ramen.
Yeah. Cookies and milk. Because it goes with
That's
desserts.
That's not a meal.
It's a thing though. It's a thing.
Are you having
it's
cookies for Okay. But Intervention. Like, intervention?
Intervention. Oh, yeah.
You can't have cookies for a meal.
Damn it.
Fuck.
Lucas? All right. What's the next thing?
Noelle and Liv made me laugh so hard. I don't know how we got onto this. Was the end of the evening.
Who's Liv?
This is Noelle's friend.
Noelle's friend, Liv.
Oh, okay.
Noelle's best
You
friend.
Said it like I know.
She came in with a lot of energy.
Yeah.
A lot of energy.
American energy?
Australian energy.
Very different. She's hanging upside down. She was like, just feel more comfortable this way.
I should be asleep.
It's past my bedtime.
I don't know how we got onto this.
Right.
I don't know how you got onto this.
They were telling me about their dick bits.
Their dick bits?
They told me that you would know what they were talking about.
Yeah.
Dick bits?
So it's really hard to introduce this concept, isn't it?
Yeah, how I wish I knew what you were talking about before, but I wasn't part of this conversation.
I don't know how we got there.
I was having a normal conversation with someone, and then I got pulled into it.
I don't think I invited this.
No, you
probably
didn't.
I don't think I went, hey, do you guys do any fun bits with dicks?
They were unsolicited dick bits.
I think this is going to be another challenge from Noelle. She's going to be like, Sarah very much invited this topic.
Yeah. Do you ever do anything fun with Lucas's penis?
Oh, bits to do with the dick. Yeah, oh, yeah. Got it.
So they do dick bits.
Yeah.
And they're so funny.
Right.
And they had so many of them.
Yeah, right. I have a list.
And I asked her to write them down for me because they're so good.
I got...
So the ones off the top of my head were pretending you're landing a plane. And then there was like an Atari one, or like where you pretend.
Yeah. Where it's a joystick,
it's a
and then the
console.
Balls are the buttons.
Yeah.
But they was like one after the other.
It's quite long.
Oh my God.
Some of these are crazy.
Too gratuitous.
How long is this list?
There's at least, there's probably like 10 things on here, by the way.
I sat there whilst the two of them just reeled them off one after the other, like quick fire, like, yeah, you can do this one, this one, this one.
And oh, I was my just God. Laughing.
Yeah. So no, okay, yeah, and okay. I got pulled in and I was like, Sarah was like, Luke was like laughing, and I was like, what are you guys laughing about? And then I was just like, are you? And I was like, Noelle, did you tell them about dick bits? Yeah. She was like, maybe. And I was like, she's okay. A prop comedian and I'm the prop.
He's
the
yeah, prop. 100%. So has she done all of these with you?
Some of them are with me and some of them are Liv's. So this is Olive and Liv's. Right. Noelle and Olive's. Dick bits.
Okay, great.
Oh, it's got a title.
Yeah.
Welcome to Oliver Noel's Dick Bits.
Tonight, you're watching.
This week on Dick Bits.
Why would this have a fade out?
I leave Noel alone for 5 minutes.
Okay.
Okay,
first one. This is Noel's favorite, by the way. So, do you know the tequila bottles? Have you seen the tequila bottles with the little sombreros?
Yeah, what she
does, she's kept one of those, and she likes to put it on my dick and make it dance.
Wait, doesn't that hurt?
No, it fits perfectly.
Doesn't it hurt? What are you talking about?
It's a little hat. It's not that small.
Oh, I thought it was like one of those toothpicks.
No. Oh, my God.
No.
Sorry. Okay. I was
a small plastic.
Let me find a picture
I'm
for
sorry, reference. She rams a toothpick in and she makes it dance.
I'm screaming.
This is her favorite?
Dance. We just find out that Lucas is being horribly tortured.
Yeah, no, that's not funny. These things. Yeah. This is,
when he says dick bits, he means they come off. Oh, God.
Sierra Tequila specifically is a brand.
The funniest thing about this is that they swore to me. They were like, you say this to Mickey. Mickey will know exactly what we're talking about.
I don't do dick bits. But go on.
It sounds like it's something up your street, though.
No, I've heard other
people talk about this.
Really? Oh, I have as well.
I think we know people who've done this.
I have as well. I just don't do that.
I just and thought I every woman who interacted with penises did this.
No, and I don't do this. I am deadly serious. Grave-like.
You don't even crack a smile.
I do not crack a smile. I just, I say, let's get down to it.
Okay. Please take out your penis. Let's get this over with.
And if I see a little hat on there, I'm not going to be happy.
It is. The mood is severe.
Mm.
And it is very serious. It is formal.
Mm.
And
if it wobbles, you go, no dancing, please.
Oh, my God. If it wobbles, I'm like, no sex for a month. I write him a letter.
Yes.
The dick, not
it was observed, denied.
It was observed that your penis was dancing.
Yeah, you are denied access for the next 4 months.
4 months starting from
this
now.
This is why, you know, we haven't gotten pregnant yet. I keep denying him access.
No, you had.
Why is it not working?
You had
but
too
it
much...
looks like I've got a stack of letters.
You had too much fun last time. We'll see you in the spring.
Yeah. This is a business.
He brought home a tequila hat. I was like, that's a year. That's a year off. All right, go on.
I'm the same though. I'm like you. I don't think
severe.
Yeah, I'm severe. So I just have to lay there and just like let it happen.
That is one of the worst sentences you've said on this podcast ever.
I don't let it happen.
I called Noelle the voiceless. Yeah,
we're getting another challenge from Noelle. He doesn't just lay there while I fucking.
No, okay.
This is very consensual.
I do, it's consensual, but I'm not as entertained as she is. I don't find it as funny as
shocking.
She does. Yeah. I'm happy. I'm very happy to
You're
oblige.
You're happy that she
I'm just happy to be there. I'm just happy to be there.
She's happy.
Yes, exactly.
I think
happy to play my part.
I think, you know, when you date the mentally ill.
what a way to start a sentence.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just wanted to say that. All right.
Poor Noelle. Poor Noelle is really good at this episode.
Yeah. Well,
she can't speak out.
Noelle
will have her rebuttal. We're going to get Noelle on the pod.
We have to, I think.
Yeah.
We have. Noelle's coming with a list of things that she needs to go.
Yeah, she's got a lot of air to. Okay, ready for the next bit?
Yeah,
the arcade bit, which Sarah remembered. This is my favorite one.
Oh, you do like this one?
Yeah. Okay. She's never done this one, but I like this one. I laughed at it when she told me. Blowing on it before you put it in your mouth as you would a hot spoonful of soup.
That is very funny.
A hot spoonful of soup.
That was my favourite one.
This is so funny.
I was like, can we do that one?
That one sounds fun.
This is so stupid.
Yeah. Do you want me to keep going?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. I wasn't just leaving a pause. Yeah. Go Mickey, on. Mickey was I want
eagerly
the whole
anticipating
list.
The next dick bit.
Drop and give me 20. So you do it, take it, and then it does push-ups. Like that. Against like the stomach.
This does not sound comfortable in any way.
It just all I keep thinking is like, how do you stay erect through all of that? Like I'm so,
that's
like
a challenge.
I'm, yeah, that just seems like it seems like a real mind fuck.
I've had to train my mind.
Yeah. Have the sentence, "How do you stay erect throughout all of that?" on this podcast ever, but
yeah, especially the public
but now
one.
We have. It doesn't always have to be.
We should have saved this for the Patreon. Should sorry, we do the rest
sorry,
on
children.
Patreon?
Let's do the rest.
Should
on
we
Patreon?
Move the rest of Patreon?
Yeah. To be fair, it doesn't have to be erect. By the way.
Well, it couldn't be.
These work. Some of them, it works flaccid and erect.
Yeah.
Some of them.
If you're listening, if you want a tutorial.
Yeah, if you want to try this at home. Do not try this at home, by the way.
But you can. You can try it at home.
You can.
I won't. When you date the material.
That's so funny.
I think that should be the name of your next tour. When you date the material.
Yeah. Mm. I did my photo shoot, actually, for my...
I've heard about this.
You have?
Yeah.
Why?
Mm-hmm. It's the talk of the town.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's so funny because I've done enough of them... That's so loud.
Sorry.
I've done enough of them now that, like, my agent knows how uncomfortable I am doing them.
Yeah.
So he's like... He literally talks me through, like, 3 hours of photos... like you would like approach like a horse, just you know, just try not to spook them.
Come on, walk on. Come on.
He tries to like do like a balance of not being too complimentary, because then I, you know, like I
cave
become,
in,
yeah, cave yeah. in like a puddle, but also not be in any way critical.
Yeah.
So he tries to just kind of not say anything, mm-hmm. but then sometimes be positive.
Yeah, he just nods.
Yeah.
Imperceptibly nods. Yeah. And then shakes his head.
The photographer was like, "Do you want to see?" And I was like, "Ah,
no." Whereas when I do a photo shoot, it's like, "Yes, give me more." I'm like,
"Do you love it?" I can kind of see you enjoying
no,
it.
No, I don't love it. I feel very self-conscious.
Yeah, I feel so self-conscious. It's
and
awful.
I'm like, can you just get in there with the Photoshop bit and like make everything look not real.
Well, we're doing a cool thing for it. Like we found a cool concept, because the show is called Hold On, and then we're doing a photo where I'm hugging myself.
I've heard.
Oh,
I've heard. I mean, I'm excited
to see it. It sounds so good.
I'm excited.
Well, I mean,
how did you do that logistically? Did you have to hug someone?
So he put like a piece of tape, and then Flora, my agent's assistant, would have to like stand in.
Flora is how I heard about
and
this.
Then, and then get on her toes to like be as tall as me.
Oh my god. God.
And then like, and then the photographer would be like, and now leave.
Oh my god, can I please see a picture of you hugging Flora? That's so
yeah. There's no picture of that. Yeah, that is a bit sad actually.
Oh.
But we got like the first, but it looks really cool. We got like the first one back. So it's going to be like that.
Oh my god, that's so good. Wow. Oh, it's more of like an affectionate, like more of an intimate hug than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I thought it'd be like a side hug.
This is so good. Yeah. Oh my god, it looks like an album, and you look like creepy twins.
Yeah.
Heim.
It's creepy.
I like that.
Yeah, I like it too.
Oh, it's spooky. It's very evocative. I feel creeped out. Okay, really good stuff. Nice outfit as well.
Thank you.
It looks like a good hug.
It does look like a good hug. Yeah. I did not get to enjoy that hug. No. You know, I did not get to hug myself, actually. I'd love to hug myself. Wouldn't you hug yourself if you could hug yourself?
Oh, absolutely.
Noelle says you're one of the best huggers she's ever had.
Really?
You what?
Oh, that's so
when
nice.
When did she say that? She said that on Friday night.
But I love.
Did you say that when I was
I
there?
Really love a hug. So I that's like a really nice compliment.
I can't remember when. It must be the last time you saw.
But I actually really like a hug.
But she said anything since? She said anything about me?
No, you're a crap hugger. You just suck.
Do you think I'm a crap hugger?
No, you're a nice hugger.
I really put my all into it.
You do. You're a nice hugger.
Is it the thrusting?
Stop. Is it?
But I love a hug. Like, I think it's so. You but are sometimes, a good hugger. But sometimes yeah, I have great. To go like, oh, do you hug?
Yeah.
Because I'll be like, I'm coming in.
You hug like you haven't, like you hug like you're hugging somebody that you haven't seen for ages at an airport.
Like I'm going, you son of a bitch.
Oh yeah, literally.
Slap him on the back.
Oh my God, you bastard! I thought you were dead.
I do hug That's people. How you hug. I do hug people like I thought you were dead. Yeah. I just love it. You know, I think it's so nice.
It's good. It's
and
good
I just,
stuff.
I well, think it's like a bit of connection.
Now I know who to call if I'm ever choking.
Somebody oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we I can... won't save you.
No.
But I'll cherish our last moments.
Oh, I'll hug you to death. It's going to be okay. You bastard.
Mickey, you, I'm dying.
Mickey, does paramedics
Mickey, can
you
get up away?
Leave him.
No,
leave him.
I've got this.
This is what he wants.
He told me.
I'm a great hugger. This is how anyone would want to go. Oh, great.
Great
wow, this
stuff.
Was so fun. I really, there's part of me that's like, oh, that sounds fun. Like, but I quite like to hear about it after.
Oh, I was so excited. I couldn't sleep on Friday night because I was like, I got so much to remember to tell Mickey. I got to tell Mickey about this. I woke up in the middle of the night. I got to tell Mickey about the milk thing.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's annoying because we're trying, so you can't really drink. But I have something funny. We went to the doctor to like, because we just wanted to do tests to see if everything was all right.
Yeah.
And Patrick, but I think Patrick's getting the worst end of this deal. Mine is a blood test and a scan. He has to jizz in a cup.
Oh no.
That's so much worse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like I think normally, you know, like I get the worst deal. You have to carry the child and all that kind of stuff. But he has to jizz in a cup. That's worse.
Yeah, it's worse. It would be terrible. But to be fair, like it would. It's imagine the conversation where it's like, we're gonna need both of you to come in a cup.
Yeah, I would be like, what? What are you collecting from me?
How do I do that?
No, jizzing in a cup. That's just for people with Audis.
With Audis, yeah.
I have an innie. I can't jizz in a cup.
Is it true? Has he done that now?
So it was great. So he, like, they were like, do you live within 1 hour of the hospital? And he was like, yeah. And then they were like, okay, then you have to do it at home and then bring it in, but it has to be in within an hour. And
oh my
he was
God.
Like, he was like, I live like 55 minutes away from the hospital. So then he was like, he was like, he felt like he was doing like a Mission Impossible, like, doom, doom,
time
doom,
trial.
Doom, doom, like, with like the jizz in his pocket. And he was just like keeping it warm, like mother hen.
So it's so horrible because you have like an hour.
Yeah.
But as soon as that time's up, you're just a guy with jizz in his pocket.
But also like
just, the context changes. You've got to go back home.
Yeah.
You just got a pocket full of jizz.
Yeah.
What do you do with it?
You're not a wannabe father. You're a man with a pocket full of cum.
And there's just like there's just so many things of it that are just like, this is so creepy. Just to be like on the bus with your cum and on the tube with a
cum. Terrible.
What does he put it in? You can't just lob it in your backpack.
No, he put it in the, he kept it safe. Like he put it in the breast, like the hidden pocket in your coat.
Okay.
And you have to keep it upright.
That's what it's for, okay?
It would like jut out.
I'm just trying to imagine like if anything happened where like something hit him and it got smashed.
Yeah.
Like Patrick gets shot.
I would be so... Your cum saved your life.
Is that...
It would have hit his chest, but it hit his cum.
There's no blood, but there's so much semen.
Guys, always carry a little thing of cum.
A little vial of cum.
You never know when it'll come in useful.
Yeah.
It could save your life.
Come in useful.
You don't want that to be the last cum you ever make.
I just think it's one of those where it's like, the worst bit must be where you, if you have 55 minutes to get to the hospital and it takes that long.
Yeah,
you've
got to have shoes on, coat on,
do way. You know what I mean? Like, you've got to go straight away. Which means you've got
You could probably hear him doing it because his keys were in his pocket. You could hear him jangling while he was doing it.
He's by the front door, one hand on the handle. I gotta go.
There's people in the hallway.
Oh, He's giving people their post.
I don't know why.
Meanwhile, I was like just there with my arm out. Yeah. Just like, take it all.
Why didn't he do it in the hospital if it was that much stress? Because that does
They were not giving
him. They wouldn't
him
let him.
They wouldn't let him.
He's like, just watch me.
He first had to go to the hospital to get the cup.
Oh, for God's sake. The cum cup.
Then he had to go home.
Oh, that's silly.
And then he had to come and then bring it to the hospital.
Oh, that's silly. They must have a room for ridiculous. It. He should have done it in a room.
Yeah, they must have a cum room.
Yeah, but they did not, guys, I cannot emphasize this enough. They did not give him the option. They wanted him to be Mission Impossible star.
But if he'd said, I live in over an hour away, they would have gone, okay, well, we'll show
you. Yeah, but they'd check your address.
Oh, these bastards. These
NHS
Why won't you let me come in your hospital?
Yeah, no. And I mean, like, I guess you don't want to go to, like, the public toilets. No. And be like, I'll just do it here.
No, I guess not. It's not the way.
Also, how easy would it be? Like, I would find it quite difficult.
Yeah, I think it would be really challenging.
In a hospital?
Yeah, I just, you know. But it is different for innies.
Yeah.
You know, I read this thing that's like, it takes like 20 minutes to get to, like, peak horny.
For everyone?
No.
For innies.
Rainies.
Yeah.
Takes like 20 minutes.
That's what we're calling vagina havers, by the way. If anybody's like, fuck is going on?
I'm not referring to people's belly buttons.
I think this should be the
We
new,
have no idea what sex is. That's why you're not getting pregnant.
You have an innie or an outie.
Yeah.
And you carry cum in a cup.
And you carry your cum in a cup.
There's cum cup people.
There's cum cup there's people. Two types of people.
And there's blood test people.
And there's blood test people. I had to take a vial of blood. Got a compliment.
Oh, yeah.
Nice veins.
Oh, my God. Oh.
That's sexy.
Did anyone say that to Patrick?
No one said that to Patrick.
Oh, come on.
They said nice vein. That one popping. Nice veins.
This has been a dirty podcast.
This has been so...
I can't believe this is public. And then she went... He went, ooh, your blood comes out really quickly. He said, you drank enough water this morning. And I felt so vindicated.
I've never had that. Mine sludges out.
Really?
Yeah, mine like a wave of lava.
No, they were like so impressed with me, and that's I was like, so I can't believe I've smashed this.
Yeah. Were you drinking the water, thinking, I hope he notices?
Well, the thing is, because I mean, I think I've mentioned this on the podcast before, but because Sunil, friend of the pod, had said to me once, "You don't need to drink water," and I believed it. Because he says things very confidently.
Oh, such confidence.
He says things so confidently. And he was like, that's actually a myth. You don't actually need to like drink water. It's not necessary. He basically was saying like, you get enough fluids from like food and, you know, other drinks. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and so I walked around for like 2 days being like, I can't believe I drink all this water and it's not necessary. And then, I was like on the street and I was like, what? It was just like, I just like stopped walking. I was like, what? That's nonsense. It's so ridiculous. And then the next time I saw him, I was like, what are you talking about? And he was like, And then he went to the doctors and he told me that he had to get blood taken and they couldn't get it out because it was too like gloopy.
Oh my God, it was like stuck. Syrup.
Yeah, they couldn't get it out.
Big That's syrupy
so
man.
And he told me that and I felt so vindicated because I got so angry with him for telling me that with such confidence. And then when I went to the doctor and they were like, it came out so good. Like you drank enough water. I just, the whole thing just, you know.
Silky blood.
Yeah. Sunil's like face popped up like the dad in The Lion King in the clouds. And I was like, see?
Do you think Sunil's your dad?
Yes. Yes, he's my dad.
I think that's lovely. I think that whole story is so lovely.
Yeah.
What, the cum in a cup?
I love that you got to go in, got like lovely compliments, had a really relaxing time, left feeling really good about yourself.
Yeah.
Whereas Patrick is frantically
running, sweating.
Excuse me, I gotta get past you. Yeah. I got some cum in my pocket.
Yeah.
And it's still fresh.
And he didn't even get to enjoy, like, he didn't have to even have to, like, 1 minute of, like, ha.
Yeah.
He just was in immediate, like, panic mode.
Start the clock.
Yeah. That must have been the worst.
Oh my God.
Should we go to Patreon, actually?
Let's go to Patreon.
I think so.
Yeah.
I hope you guys enjoyed that. We'll do the, I can't believe how
uncensored stuff.
Yeah, it's going to be even filthier than this.
How could it be?
Which, well, I don't know how.
We're going to do more...
more dick bits.
More dick bits.
Well, let's take our dick bits over to the meat curtain.
Behind the meat curtain.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Sorry.
I'm not going to stand in front of the meat curtain. That'd be embarrassing.
All right, let's do it. Thank you guys so much for listening. Please go see Sarah on tour. Come see Lucas and I.
Do
new material at you. Follow us all, and we'll hear you'll hear
Everyone
us next
Everyone who goes
next week.
To see Mickey should bring a little vial of cum in their pocket.
But it has to be fresh.
This is the new podcast challenge.
If it's older than an hour, and we will be testing it, you won't be let in.
I wish I could talk about that. I can't talk about it because like it's Patrick's story to tell. Like if you are both comics, you do have to just go like that's not mine.
Yeah.
Like I could tell it here, but I can't go on stage and be like, let me tell. Like he gets to do a bit about
that. Whereas anything happens to Louisa, it's ripe for the picking.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
She's always on the bus with cum in her pocket. And I'm telling everyone.
All right, guys, you'll hear us next time.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for listening to Thank Fuck for That. It was hosted by Mickey Overman and Sarah Keyworth. It was produced by Lucas Jeffcoat with music from Ben Cavanaugh.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details. How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.